In this radio's golden anniversary, we at 3UZ thought it would be appropriate to look at some of the many facets of radio over the years and the various changes that have taken place. Firstly, news. In years gone by, news was more relaxed and presented in a proper story form. Here's an example from Clive Waters on the scene moments after an armed holdup.
A fugitive with police in hot pursuit seeks refuge in an Ackland Street continental pastry shop. Firstly, he wrestles with the Danish chef.
So I took his arm to hold him, but he was wrestling, and I then put my arm on his neck, and I call Peter here, and he can call in the back the police. So I call the police. I was resting here inside the bakehouse, and just when I heard the police coming here at the bakehouse, I couldn't help him anymore because he was desperate. You could see his eyes were wild.
He then bounds through the shop and startles the manageress. When he came through the shop, what happened?
I was standing outside the door. Next minute, the man came rushing through, shoved me in the back. I went out toward the gutter, and I screamed.
What did you say?
That's the pitfalls of live interviews. But John Ford, recording Saturday night's Newsbeat, gives an even more descriptive reason for not going to air live.
Was anyone with you?
No, I was sitting on my own.
Mind you. Get
that. Has anybody heard that?
Beg your pardon?
Put that in your ass.
You rude old man.
I am a rude old man because you are an inquisitive old bastard.
Would you say that again? I don't think anyone heard you.
Well, I'm just telling you now.
Try again, will you?
Go and get fucked.
I'll punch you right up the fucking arse.
You will, will you?
Yeah.
I'll just give you a backhander in front of these people to let you know if you want to.
Would you?
My word, I would.
Have you ever given a thought to the smooth presentation that you hear when a reporter goes to air in a news service? It's the sole work of the reporter himself, using his years of experience. One such example comes from veteran radio man Alan Lappin, as you hear in this finely edited sports report.
This is Alan Lappin at the Commonwealth Golf Club. We're broadcasting from the Commonwealth Golf Club from the... Oh, no, listen, mate, just take the scores down and you read them.
Yeah, right, Alan.
Guy Wilson... Guy Wolstenham at this stage is 8 under, and he's hitting it. He's been up since 3 o'clock this morning, pal.
Oh, God.
No, I'll do it.
You poor old bastard.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'll hand you over to Johnny McDonald. He can have a listen in. You just go straight ahead.
All right.
I'm just going to let the tape run on, Al.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you're...
Well, don't broadcast the wrong bit of it.
Oh, no. Right on, mate.
This is Alan Lappin broadcasting from Commonwealth Golf Course, where the Victorian Open Championship is being held at the moment, and we've had a clear leader, Guy Wolstenham. At the 31st hole is 8 under, which is quite a commanding lead. The nearest to him is Arseo Aki from Japan, who is 4 under. Vic Bennett from New South Wales with a 73 today is 3 under. Tony Kendall, New Zealand, and a 71, which is a pretty good score in these conditions, which are perfect, really, and that's the par for the course. Billy Dunn from New South Wales had a 60. Oh, that's a start again, a 73.
Well, look, I'm a disc jockey, not a golfer.
You're right.
Yeah, look, I'm going to let the tape run now. I'll just run right through it. Matter of fact, when you start.
What time?
When? It'll be right.
You're going to put it in the 6:30 news.
Oh, I hope so.
All right, here we go. Now, this is Take It. Good evening, everybody. Hello. Where's my book? This is Alan Lappin at Commonwealth Golf Course on the occasion of the Victorian Open Golf Championship. We have a clear leader at the moment, and that's Guy Wolstenham, former Great Britain and now Victorian. Guy Wolstenham is leading at the 31st hole by 8 strokes. Next. This is Alan Lappin reporting from Commonwealth Golf Club. The Victorian Open Golf Championship is now in progress. It's still on. It's still very daylight. And Guy Wolstenham has taken the lead sensationally. After 33 holes, he is 8 under par. His nearest competitor is Isao Hayaki of Japan. He's 4 under par. And Vic Bennett from New South Wales checks in 3 under par. Tony Kendall, New Zealand, has shot a 71 today. He's 2 under par. Billy Dunk had a good round of 69. Kel Nagel shot a 70. He's 2 under par. And Rick Wines, he's a local pro, incidentally, has shot a 75. And he is square with the card. So it's a pretty interesting tournament. The cutter before the Rick Wines bit. Guy Wolstenholme, still a comfortable leader in the 3 year. Oh. Listen to this. Are you right?
I'm going to play this back to you. It's the last bloody thing I do, Alan.
All right. I was going to be cruel. Now, this is what I want to say. You right?
Yep.
If they don't stop laughing, I'll tell them. Right. Right. Would you want to... Guy Wilson. Oh, damn it. Just give me the score. Here we go. Guy Wolstenholme, still a comfortable leader in the Victorian Open. Alan Lappin for 3 years in sport.
Newsmen are called on to attend many functions in the course of their daily routine, and of course never mix pleasure with business. If, for instance, a reporter does have the occasional drink, then clear enunciation and solid concentration can fool the most critical ear.
It's 5:30 in Melbourne. Barry Goodyear for 3 years Ed News.
Mm.
The ACTU case for equal pay for women is likely to go before the Arbitration Commission later this year. The ACTU executive today discussed the plans for the case in Adelaide. The ACTU president, Mr. Hogg, said the case is likely to go before the Arbitration Commission later this year. Mr. Hogg says the executive is expected to formulate a new approach to the question, planning a campaign aimed at the securing of equal pay for equal women employed under important classifications. A man who said he wanted to kill himself stole a plane at gunpoint today at Gastonia Airport at North Carolina, crashed it, then walked back and took another plane and wrecked that one too. Then police overpowered him. An off-duty detective said that the rifle the man was carrying out of his hands was hauled away uninjured when he emerged from the wreckage of his second suicide attempt. The man earlier had told the airport manager, Dick Campbell, that he wanted to give himself a plane, and when Campbell asked if he was joking, the man fired a shot over his head. The man said he wanted to fire a plane over a place called Indian Trail, and then later he killed himself. The Minister for Trade and Industry, Mr. Anthony, has attacked as deplorable and disgraceful a Labour Party suggestion that the Tariff Board should consider price policies when conducting inquiries into an industry. Mr. Anthony said the ALP intended to approach tariff protection by using a policy of what he termed the carrot and the stick. He was replying to Dr. D.N. Elring from ALP in Queensland, who asked if Mr. Anthony agreed with the opposition's proposal that the board should include recommendations that prices and price policy from the protected industry. Mr. Anthony said the board now believed that it was only natural that the prices and the profitability of a board should be taken into account. 3 years Ed Newsport, 3:00 time, 3:02.
Everything that's said or done on radio goes onto a device put in by Big Brother called a soundscriber. It goes on recording 24 hours a day. We asked for and got from Big Brother this delightful example of animated news. Once again, Barry Goodyear.
A large crowd watched a fisherman try to land a 10-foot shark tonight on the pier at Frankston. The fisherman, who was using a line with only a breaking strain of 30 pounds, fought the shark for 45 minutes before the line broke and the shark swam away with the hook and several feet of line in his mouth. A similar shark, a 10-foot white pointer, had been reported swimming off Frankston earlier this afternoon. Coast Guard officials at Frankston tonight warned swimmers that the shark will probably still be in the area tomorrow and is now likely to be extremely savage and aggressive. They said tonight that people entering the water in the area tomorrow should keep on the alert.
The average listener probably knows how serious newsmen have to be in compiling their stories and the various community services which are required. An example would be the beach reports, on which thousands listen for the cold hard facts.
Aye, it's a cabin on here. I run a tight ship. Most of the time they're tight. Aye. Let's cross out. Just snap a date. Aye. Sitting on the wharf. Aye. Get that wooden leg comfortable. And come in, Snapper.
Thank you. At Willoughby, the Footscray English Club reports might rain there at the moment. It's overcast with smooth seas. It may get a little rough later. Whiting is good, but flathead Apache. Some good snapper yesterday, and plenty of garfish, but they'll not take the bait, so they suggest that fisherman experiment. Lonsdale night, overcast, but not much rain. The wind is light northwest to southwest with smooth seas. High tide at the heads was at 6.53 this morning, and the low tide at 1.27 p.m. At Frankston, Laurie Ewing reports overcast weather but only very light rain. It's calm with a very light breeze. Good big snapper and good small snapper at the reefs. White bait is the best at the moment. Good catches of whiting within 1.5 miles offshore. And at Chatham, Alf Priestley says it's overcast, very little rain, but it may blow up later in the morning.
Well, let's take a break right now. I wonder how John Ford's going. Not too good by the sound of it. As you realise, we couldn't use his first newsbeat story. Over to John.
Outside the Oxford Hotel in Swanson Street, a report of a brawl here. There is a milling crowd around, and a bloke here has apparently been knocked over. Is he all right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Got a kicking.
What started it all?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you see it?
No.
Was there a civil ambulance on the way, Jim?
There's no ambulance on the way.
All right.
All right, we'll
sit down on
the fence again.
All right,
buddy.
Sit down,
mate.
Sit down.
All right.
All right. Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Did you see this? Do you know what started the
fight? Oh, you're fucking long neck, cunt, jumped in.
Where are they?
Oh, no, where are I fucking jumped in? You're fucking lying to the cunt.
So what started it all?
Look, here was me, mate. We're just walking in those cunts, just fucking walked out.
Yeah, well, don't swear,
mate. Bastards,
don't swear,
mate. They jumped in, mate. I jumped in. I give it the moon. I give it the fucking George. I don't know where they're gone.
Well, something must have started it. Did you see what started it? Did you see what started it?
I saw one big long throat.
All what?
I saw one big long one. It's just continuous. It came out from one side of the pub,
yeah.
And it came right through to this side.
Well, what were they doing?
Shut up, say nothing.
What were they doing?
Oh, they're just fighting.
For no apparent reason.
I didn't see it. I was standing inside.
And they just picked your mate here.
Yeah.
There's a police brawl wagon pulled up here, and the crowd's thick again, too. And I think they've got someone in.
He's up all over now. I'm sorry, one out. He's a fucking wicked bitch.
And he sounds like he's going to kick the door of the brawl wagon out if he can, too.
Come
on. How many did you get, Constable?
I was about four.
You've got four in there,
haven't you? Shut up! Oh, Frank, shut up!
Oh,
it is.
Boy, the rainer is weak as fish.
Yet a couple more to go in, too, as they open the door and run back. He came hurtling out the door then when the police opened it to put two more in, and you heard the screams of the girls in the crowd. There's about six in there altogether now. And the police have really had their hands full with this lot too.
To be good, a newsman must be a walking encyclopedia. All the facts and know all the words. The world's leading authority on gynecological cancer, Professor Hans Kottmeyer, yesterday warned young women against starting sexual intercourse too early in life. Professor Kottmeyer, who is head of the Department of Gynecology at the Radium Hospital Stockholm, was addressing doctors at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. He said that although proof was difficult to obtain, the male partner might be responsible for originating cancer of the cervix, the neck of the womb. He said studies suggested that some form of infection from secretions of the skin of the male sex organ could originate this cancer. Up to now, we've given you a few examples of how concise, clear news is done on 3UZ. Of course, the other stations do have their moments.
I feel it bears out what we've been saying all along, because they are what mountaineers that have got all places. I really feel quite sick inside that there's nothing I can do here, as far as just have faith that he's okay.
That was Mrs. Lyons talking, Mrs. Clark talking with Gerald Lyons.
A woman motorist who put her car in the wrong gear today created... I'm sorry, I'll try this again. A woman motorist put her car in the wrong gear today and created a drive-in restaurant. Her car shot forward in the parking lot of the restaurant and tore a 12-foot hole in the front of the building, narrowly missing a diner seated inside.
And also we've received word from a sergeant out of the Glen Huntly Police Depot that a very valuable racehorse called Lamb, I believe it's just been recalled from racing and now going to stud. It's a 9-year-old chestnut gelding, and police are inclined to think perhaps it's been stolen.
We're outside Sears at the moment. You have an accident, sir. Where is it?
Elizabeth and...
Elizabeth and... Elizabeth, well, somewhere near Elizabeth Street. Watch out for that one, Mr. Motorist.
The barber collapsed and died in the street. And a gunman then shot a passerby. A man in Canada who thinks bears are trying to take over the world... Pardon me. Today, shot and killed a large Kodiak bear in the zoo in Toronto. He fired at least a dozen shots into the bear. Police arrested him and charged him with possessing a dangerous weapon. The man told them that bears were trying to take over the world, and therefore he'd done a right and patriotic thing by killing one of them.
Nearly 4,000 United States 1st Division infantrymen have landed at a bay 185 miles north of Saigon.
The national serviceman who contacted meningitis at Pakapanyo has been taken off the seriously ill list at Fairfield Infectious Disease Hospital. And that's the news to this moment. No matter where you are, you've heard first on 3UZ.
Just before you go back to the party, John, at 5 minutes past four, tell us how you pronounce Pakapanyo again.
Pakapanyo.
That's very good. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I don't know what you quite said. Was it Panapakul or something like that? But I've been giggling ever since.
Yes, I got it mixed up with meningitis.
Yes, well, it was very funny. Believe you me, you killed me. I really giggled all the way through that newscast. That was a swing. I really enjoyed that. Panapakul. Funniest thing you ever heard. Just say it once more. Just say it properly, you know, just to convince people that you can say it. Once more. Here we go.
Panapakul.
Oh, that was excellent. Yeah, do that again.
No.
It's been announced in Paris that the French apprentice jockey, Robert Jalou, will fly to Australia next month to ride on the Adelaide trainer, or for the Adelaide trainer, Colin Hayes.
All swimmers are advised to pay special attention to the signals from 3UZ Shark Spotter aircraft.
Contact!
When you hear this...
Look out!
Sharks are close to shore. Signifies the all clear. Sharks have changed course and have moved out to sea. A shark in shallow water is exceptionally dangerous.
Oh heavens.
So remember.
Yes, darling.
On shore, tune your transit to the 3UZ, 930 on your dial. In the water, listen for the siren.
Stop this Noel Coward dialogue.
Impression given last year that he doesn't like bosoms. The V's, whether narrow or wide from the shoulder blade, have a tight construction through the rib cage, pushing one deep plunging V is cut to the bottom of the rib cage. The high collarless necklines receive a new banded trim of self fabric, which is cut separately and tacked at the front or evolved from modified draping. The loose arched loop, Dior calls them ribbon collars, fall free at the back. A Texan millionaire, Jack Danziger, who trains young Latin Americans for ranch work, yesterday paid £44,000 for a one-third interest in a registered Aberdeen Angus bull, thus making the animal the world's most valuable bull. The bull is registered as Prince 105 SAF, his sire 105 TT. That is £102,000 was regarded previously the world's most valuable bull.
I would like to thank the press with whom we cannot live. I'm sorry, with whom we could not live without.
Lunchtime crowds parted and traffic snarled
as a nude man ran past the taxation department in the heart of Sydney today. Eyewitnesses said the man appeared from completely nowhere, naked and obviously distressed. As women screamed, he ran along the pavement and into Martin Place. He slipped on the wet roadway and drives... I beg your pardon.
And now let's have a call from 3DB. Our 11 o'clock call is for W.R. Twitt of 10 Will Street, Glen Iris. And there's $4 waiting for you. W.R. Twitt. Glen Iris. This is the Herald Sun Radio News. London, Britain's strike by merchant seamen began this morning. The strike over pay and conditions has no time limit. 2,500 ships are tied up and ports will be choked with idle vessels. The effect of any long strike on Britain's overseas trade is causing concern. In Canberra, government circles say the strike may cause a last-minute cut in Australia's export check by holding up consignments... Pardon me. Canberra, a Department of External Affairs officer, has died in Jakarta after a brief illness. He was Mr. Bernard Patrick Alexander Murphy, a member of the Communications and Courier staff. Mr. Murphy, age 54, is on a routine call to Jakarta. Melbourne, the nationwide Equal Pay Week, organised by the ACTU... open today. Union officials will address dozens of lunchtime meetings throughout Victoria this week for introduction of equal pay. Sydney, New South Wales. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. New South Wales will make an urgent appeal next month for federal aid to meet a drastic deterioration in finances facing it in stomach financial. Yeah. Let's have the weather. In Melbourne, fine and cool, with some cloudy periods and light southerly winds. Expected top temperature 60 degrees. The next news at 12.
Quite a good run right through to the city. Aircraft?
There's something like a little more than moderate traffic on both New Footscray Road and Diamond Road. However, the city-bound bank up at Dudley Street on New Footscray Road is becoming quite pronounced already, so Diamond Road, the better run. Both arteries, however, clearing quite well through North Melbourne. Back to 3 is
at 2. The time is 1:15 to 8:00. More on power, smooth power, controls, combustion, reduce power. What did he say?
The last Ampol road report of the morning.
The greatest video set.
The Ampol baby.
Get up, baby.
Up to the skyways. Cessna aircraft.
TV 8682. H for Harold. D for Danny. B for Brian.
Cool off. With Stelzer Saline.
Now that fellow up in the airplane was doing his homework before, but now let's call him in for the last Ampol road report. Come on in.
Oh, it wasn't me at all. Anyway, traffic coming from the west now.
Well, firstly, it appears somebody's picked up that pistol and Conrad on the southeastern freeway near the Chapel Street Bridge. He must have been short of one.
In another incident, a youth fell off the roof of a telephone booth and landed on top of a policeman. Police say that nobody was seriously hurt in the demonstration.
The United States Secret Service has charged a California university employee with printing more than $4 million in bogus $20 and $50 bills. The money was due to go into circulation when the Secret Service broke up the seven-man counterfeiting ring.
Tao and Futz tried to throw out Khan and put in Keem, but Keem wouldn't go and Khan made a comeback. Then T and Key decided they didn't want Tao, Futz, Keem, or Khan. Anyone who's still confused is in good company.
So how do you feel about the fact that the Beatles have been awarded the OBE merit badge? No, you're right, just talk. Don't bother holding it.
All right.
Yeah. No, she's right, just talk.
All right.
You feel they should be awarded?
No.
Why?
Why?
Dead loss. Well, the blaze is still fierce in many places, and as a result of this fire, two factories have been gutted and one homely left famless.
We have a lot of publicity regarding the short Hollywood marriages. And after 17 years of marriage, what is your formula for a long marriage?
Well, I think understanding. I'm rooting for her, and she roots for me.
Where did they get their nose damaged? They hit each other head-on first, did they?
No, this cab driver was going up towards Keystone. Yeah. Up that way. Yeah. Right. The damn car back in and hit the cab driver right up the arm.
The rear of the house is quite a large bungalow. I take it you reside here.
Yes, I reside here.
Did you have a lucky escape when the fire started?
About 20 years I did.
In what way?
I in the bloody room, I was asleep. Somebody said there's fire and it blew. I didn't realize it was Christ, the next thing, fucking water coming all over me. It's fighting fucking shit out of me. Fucking water coming everywhere. I'm fully coming out and they said, fire, I said, fuck it, I'm a fucking Indian, fucking Chinese, I was in fucking fire, and said, fire, that ain't fucking funny. Get in there, fucking Indian, fucking all get me in the fucking face, fucking run the hell out of me. Dead. That's right, I'm fully in Delhi.
In an interview with a Macquarie News reporter, Mr. Carter paid tribute to Mr. Faulkner in these words.
Well, not entirely unexpected, because we knew that...
Mr. Kennedy said the three men were arrested as they were preparing to flee the country. This news comes to you from the ABC.
For Christ's sake, shut up!
An Australian Boer War officer shot by a British firing squad 62 years ago is to be honoured at Bathurst, New South Wales, tomorrow week.
The United States intends to increase bombing of North Vietnam's supply routes to the south. The United States proposes to increase its bombing of North Vietnam. The American Defense Secretary, Mr. McNamara, told newsmen in Washington last night that there would be increasing emphasis on the bombing of infiltration routes in the north. The American commander in South Vietnam, General Westmoreland, said early this week that the bombing so far had failed to stop daily reinforcement of North Vietnamese units in the south.
This is the news from the ABC, read by Paul McClay. I'm sorry about that. I swallowed some water the wrong way.
The small South Pacific kingdom of Tonga will crown its monarch tomorrow in a ceremony following the royal traditions of England and the ancient customs, feasting and dancing of Polynesia. King Taufa Ahautupou, who stands 6'4" and weighs 21 stone, will don his coronation robes.
The fortune of naval chaplains has fluctuated.
Strong and gusty cold southwest winds developing overnight. One developing then too. Chance of hail with the change. Scattered showers after the change. The outlook Tuesday, winds moderating. Riverina and Limahe. Sorry about that. Cold, gusty southwest winds with scattered showers. Outlook Tuesday, winds slowly moderating. Upper Western, cold, gusty southwest winds becoming general. Showers developing ahead of the change and becoming isolated after it. And the Lower Western, showers becoming scattered. Cold and strong southwest winds.
The Indian government has decided that the city of Chandigarh...
Good progress is being made on a sewerage scheme. For the state, and more than 100 men are now working on the project. The scheme is estimated to cost about $1,500,000, and the first home should be connected to the service in about 12 to 18 months. The scheme is being carried out by the Public Works Department for the Wyong Shire Council.
At the present time, the treatment works at Bateau Bay. Under construction, as well as the outfall drain to the sea. The council's engineer, sewerage engineer, Mr. R. Plater, said that 6,000 buildings I'm terribly sorry. At Long Jetty, Tawan Bay, the entrance north, Killarney, and Bateau Bay would be connected progressively.
So, as you see, news has changed. Let's ask this fellow in the street just how he views radio news.
What are you